Okay, here's a question. It's a strange question, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I've never heard this one. This is new. The question assumes that in the coming financial crisis or collapse, when Europe kind of falls apart, what a rise up to replace the existing system in Europe is British monarchy. We will get the King of England taking over, or the Queen of England, as she is right now, taking over Europe. And the question is, what do I think of this? Do I think this is a possibility? And do I think it's a good thing? And he justifies this in the sense that the British monarchy is very popular. Everybody wants to see the wedding, and everybody wants to see the second silver jubilee and all this stuff. So let me be clear. I don't think there's any chance of that happening. I really don't see British monarchy. I mean, who? Prince William? Prince Charles? I mean, one of these guys is going to become the dictator of Europe. Monarchy means something. Monarchy is an opportunity for the British to gossip and to schmooze. They're celebrities. They're not people to look up for, tell me what to do. You know, my life is yours. That's over with. That is gone. Now what happens in Europe after the collapse? Does some, you know, something integrate it and bring about some form of totalitarianism? It's probably not religion in Europe, although who knows? Religion could make a comeback. You know, I think it's more likely to be some kind of form of secular fascism that unites. And it'll have maybe a religious tone, but I don't think it'll have a monarchy tone. I don't think even the Brits would tolerate that. I really don't think that the British will ever go back to being ruled by a king, although I wouldn't rule it out that the Europeans, including the Brits, go back to being ruled by some form of dictatorships or some kind of totalitarian regimes, or breaking up into little states as they deteriorate. Who knows? But that is in the kind of the decades away horizon. And I don't think one could get anything out of the popularity of today's British monarchy other than the superficiality, the complete idiocy of those involved in adoring these corrupt, irrational, you know, meaningless, you know, royals. So, you know, it says something about the shallowness of our culture. I don't think it suggests that we're in for a new era of monarchy.